Welcome to the Daily Chizuk. Our rabbis tell us we are not able to comprehend the value of even the smallest mitzvot that we do. The entire world does not contain enough to pay us back for even one mitzvah. Every little deed we do counts. I once heard a story many years ago about two older women who made a deal with each other. Whoever would die first would come back to the other in a dream and tell her what it's like up there. One passed on and came to her friend saying, "I'm not allowed to tell you anything about where I am, but I can tell you that one time we went together to visit someone who was sick and we couldn't find the house and I was ready to give up. But then you spotted it and you pointed with such enthusiasm. You cannot imagine how much more reward you're getting for that mitzvah than I am because of that extra enthusiasm." It should give us a lot of strength to know that Hashem recognizes every bit of effort that we put into His avodah. Every thought we have in emunah is so precious. Recognizing the Yad Hashem in our daily lives and being happy with the way that He deals with us is immeasurable. People wonder, how can we get paid so much for doing something that appears to be so small? But it's not really a question. Already in this world, we see examples of such things, as can be seen from the following story. Many years ago, there was a family in New York, and the father was having trouble making ends meet. It got to a point where he had no choice but to ask others for handouts, and he used to send his oldest boy, Jacob, knocking on doors in different Jewish communities requesting tzedakah. Jacob would get a couple of dollars here and a couple there, and it would help support the family. Jacob always wanted to become a doctor, and his parents wanted to help him do it as much as they could. Every night Jacob came back with money, his parents would take out some and put it away for his future medical education. In the winter, it was especially difficult for Jacob to go around. He would be outside for hours in the freezing cold, but he didn't have much of a choice. One night, he knocked on a door that had a sign outside, "Levinstein Family." A young woman opened the door, and Jacob said, "Please, if you can give me just a little tzedakah, I would appreciate it." She checked her pockets for money, but didn't have. Her father yelled down from upstairs, "Noah, who's there?" "It's for tzedakah," she said. The father screamed in anger, "Enough with these collectors. They come all the time. Don't give them a penny." The young lady felt bad, and she told Jacob to come in for a minute to at least give him a drink. She made him a hot cocoa, and it tasted so delicious. Jacob couldn't remember the last time he had hot cocoa. The warm house and the warm drink re-energized him, and he left very happy, thanking the nice young lady, Noah Levinstein, for her hospitality. 22 years later, Dr. Jacob was the top doctor in his field. He was the head of the unit in the hospital in which he worked in. And one day a patient was brought in with a rare life-threatening illness. Her name was Noah Markovitz, and her father's name was Abe Levinstein. Jacob remembered the name Noah Levinstein. This was the lady who had given him the hot cocoa years back. From that moment, Jacob did over and above anything a doctor would normally do for a patient. He personally paid for very expensive medications that the hospital did not provide. He flew in a doctor who he knew would be able to help. The treatments and care lasted for almost a year, and Baruch Hashem, at the end, she was back to normal. The time came for her to be discharged, and her husband and children were anxiously awaiting in the hallway to bring her home. Her husband was given a large bill for all the treatments, somewhere in the hundreds of thousands of dollars. But at the end of the bill, it said, "Paid in full with a cup of hot cocoa." That little deed was something Jacob would never forget, and he paid her back for it many, many times over, because it was so precious to him. All of our deeds are so precious to Hashem. We can't even imagine and he will pay each one of them in the future many, many times over. Have a great day.